And as it get closer to this fat, jolly white guy flying across the world to drop the presents off to the kids, we can always tell you if you're looking for a great holiday gift, come by www.watch4, the number 4, thehook.com, and check out their latest apparel. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
Miss Parker. How you feeling today?
I'm good.
Well, that's good. Well, we're gonna get right into it today, folks. Today we're gonna talk about the difference between business loans and business grants. And it may seem like I hope people know the difference between loans and grants. And maybe a lot of people don't. Because a loan is a sum of money that you borrow from a lender that you have to pay back within a certain time with interest. And that's how the lender makes the money, by lending it out to you, and then they collect interest off you paying it back.
Legal loan shark. Come on, let me stop.
Shit, that's too far from it. I mean, listen, if they, lots of lenders have strong arm the shit out their clients.
Yeah.
So it ain't too far different.
That's true.
And and when we think about it, as we've discussed and talked about things over the time on this podcast, grants and loans are two different ways of getting access to capital. And even in that process, you have to understand there's some criteria, there's some paperwork, there's just a lot of things involved.
Yeah.
Nobody's just gonna hand you fucking money because you asked for
I
it.
mean, some people said their first small business loan was $1 million from their dad, so.
It really wasn't a loan. That was a gift because it came from a parent. I mean, if the parent
They
loaned
didn't
them,
check your credit.
exactly, they didn't check. I mean, this motherfucker didn't have no credit.
They didn't set up a repayment option.
Fuck no. They ain't tell you, bitch, better have my money.
And they didn't ask you, like, how many years have you been in business or what's your business plan? I don't know. Maybe that was one of the questions.
No,
Either way.
not for that asshole.
Either way.
Yeah, but no, I mean, that's exactly true.
Mean, has he ever even revealed what the company was that the $1 million was for? I don't think I've ever gotten or seen that info.
The
Maybe
issue
I
is,
need to Google it. Probably didn't exist. I don't know.
well, if you go down that rabbit hole, the issue is it's been so long ago. Those companies do not exist for so long. They probably exchanged three or four different numbers and names that you won't find that out, because that type of individual has finagled the fuck out the
He
system.
said that type of individual. That sound like
Yeah, I mean,
that
that's
sound like a phrase for crook.
true. I mean, shit.
Crook.
I mean,
I think
people
I've
learn about
gotten
the
us
system.
off topic. Don't get back on track.
You taking us down that rabbit hole, but I'm just saying, if we gonna go, we gonna go.
Let's get back on track. I'm sorry. I'm
Yeah,
done.
so Ms. Parker gonna pull us back out of talking about these business loans. And the main thing about a business loan is that it comes from a secured financial institution or a lender. That lender will set the criteria on how much they give you, how much the interest is, the terms of how long the loan will be out.
12 months, 36 months, 48 months.
Some go as far as 43
Yeah,
years,
years, years.
and so you're looking at that. And once you agree upon that, then you are held to that standard of that contract.
Yes, sir.
So as with grants are, well, also I would like to say, they're going to be a lot smaller amount
Typically, yes. It just depends on
for businesses.
for businesses. Yeah. Well, yes.
I mean, rarely have you heard of a business getting a $200,000 grant.
Right. Yeah. No, that typically doesn't happen. But a business that may be for profit or not, that's looking for, grants in the field of research, that's different.
Yeah, I'm just talking about regular small business, mom and pop,
Gotcha.
just trying to get out the mud.
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah,
nah.
yeah,
Two
yeah.
hundred, you probably not gonna get
Yeah,
that.
let's stick with folk like us. Folks that's out here starting from scratch, coming up from ground zero, and they're trying to make their way up, for other people.
But even restaurants may have, they ain't get no grant. That's a loan.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Yeah,
saying.
that's
Yeah,
a loan.
I mean, in the process of getting loans from maybe a lender, there may be grants available in that area to help them
Yeah, but
further
now the
along.
grants for like providing a product or a service, something like that for a small business, typically we have not. Those are going to be smaller. That's when you see 5,000, 10,000.
But then, have you seen the trend lately of the micro loan?
Charlize, let me tell you what, $500. That's a micro.
But no, stick right there. But you just said it, $500 micro loan.
Yeah.
That loan then has to be paid
mm-hmm.
with interest.
Yeah.
So if somebody accepted that type of loan, they're going to agree to terms that, you know, even as small as that is, they're going to have to pay that back with interest.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Over a period of time.
And so you've got to make that, as Ray Charles said, you got to make that $500 do what it do. Because $500 has to give you a return on that investment.
Yeah. To pay the full $500 back. Plus the interest, and hopefully
you make some profit.
You make some profit.
Do y'all see how many layers that just was?
That 500 went to like 650, and then like 1,000.
Exactly.
You need to flip that 500 into a G. Period. Because out of that, you may get a profit. If you get a G, you may get a profit of 350.
Then you, like I said, you got to pay that loan. So
I'll put that loan back.
You got a $500 micro loan. You made $1,000 off of it. By the time you pay it back, you pay back the lender $650.
Right.
Your profit is $350. Then with that profit, what happens? You still got to pay bills.
Yep.
Then
you got to start all over again and do it again.
Exactly. So what you're really hoping is that $500 loan you get, you make $5,000 to $6,000
yeah.
off of that.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a minute. That's a 10X.
Yeah, exactly. So now you got room to move.
Exactly. And that's how expansion happens from getting
mm-hmm.
loans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean.
But that math, 500 got a hit. It can't miss.
Yes, that math has to match.
Yeah. If it misses, it's just another payment on your head.
And then that happens what to a small business?
Shit.
Now you're even what? Further in debt?
Yeah, you are, because you got your regular expenses plus your maybe $115 term payment. You know, like, I didn't need an additional negative $115 on top of what I'm already paying.
And you're clawing. You're already clawing at this point, because let's keep it a buck. People that have the money don't request loans.
Sure don't.
And that is a big thing. It's like credit cards.
They may get a grant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They may take a grant, yeah. Because that's no strings attached.
Yeah, it's a gift.
Idiot. Now, let's keep it up 100 with a grant. So a lot of times, grants can be, you know, like reoccurring, right? Like they may give you one amount of funding for one phase. And it may be, if you meet the criteria for phase one, they may allow you to apply for additional dollars in phase two, something like that.
Y'all keep hearing that C word.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't talking about cash. We talking about criteria.
All right. See, the other word. But with that phase one, like if you're not meeting metrics, because that's the assumption, is that you're meeting metrics, right? You're meeting goals. You're meeting deliverables. You report that back to the institution that gave you the grant, right? Because they're going to require typically some type of outcomes info to come back to them, because they, again, have to use your success stories to provide to the people that gave them the money, okay?
Yes, what you say, the money comes from somebody.
It's coming from somebody.
And somebody going to want a ROI.
Yeah.
Return on investment, or they want to know how that money was spent correctly.
And how did it impact? Who did it impact? Did you hold up to what you were saying you were going to do? Is this going with your mission, purpose, and vision? Are you bringing the right people in? Are you appealing to the right audiences to give the right people the money? Like, it's a lot. But even still, with the grant, you may not have to pay the money back, but you damn sure got to get them some information back. Now, with a loan and a lender, they ain't probably ain't finna ask you for no information back. They just want their money back.
Well, for our lender that loaned us the money for that, for our rehab and project we're doing in real estate, He asks us some questions.
That's because you on the front end.
Yeah.
No. That's when you releasing money.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Yeah, no.
The front end of the release.
Releasing money in stages or phases, then yes. But at the end of the day, once he's done releasing money in stages and phases, they don't give a damn. They just want their money back.
Yeah.
Ain't no lender finna ask you to report outcomes 10 years into your loan.
No. I'm talking about when
that's two different things.
Yeah. I'm talking about in the process of us getting the money, applying for the money. Remember on the application, they be like, so what you gonna do it for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to be like reassured that you ain't just gonna have to take their money.
But you're speaking about two different avenues.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's me messing up.
Yes. You just said we were going to keep it to small business owners to amounts like grant amounts. You can't compare grant dollars, right, to small business loans.
Oh,
when
I got
what you're speaking on is commercial.
Okay.
You ain't even in the same boat, friend.
Okay. I didn't jump ship.
You jump ship.
Okay. Well, let's roll with it.
Like I see it. Once a lender gives you the amount you apply for, they not finna ask for nothing but their money back.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Right.
Got you. All right. So let me stay on the track. Yeah. I done jump fences.
You sure have.
Because, you know, man, listen, we got a lot going on. And that's one thing about it. We keep it a buck over here. And so when you're thinking about it, when you're looking at the grants, like we were speaking on earlier, they're typically small amounts.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be six-figure grants. You're not for small businesses. Normally, you're going to get 4-5. Maybe sometimes you may get a $50,000 or $60,000. I've seen that sometimes. But like I said, rarely will you see.
And kudos to people that can receive.
And kudos to the grant writer. Like,
you
also got to understand, to get a grant, somebody got to write for it.
I have absolutely been in those shoes.
And so that's another process. Even though you're in the need of money, you have to, if you want to get a grant, you got to write a great proposal.
Yeah, yeah.
To secure that money.
And if you can't do it yourself, you might have to outsource and pay somebody a couple hundred to do it.
Hey, listen, that's the difference between small business loans and small business grants. Loan, you ain't got to hire nobody to write a loan.
Nah, you just answer the questions on that. Like, I'm saying,
just fill out the application.
I'm saying, like, this individual I used to work with a long time ago, you just answer the question on that application.
Yeah, answer questions correctly.
The application.
Because, listen, if you tell them folks, I'm on a loan application right now.
Right.
If you tell them folks your credit score is 845, and baby, they run your social security number for that.
It's his in.
And when they run that number and that credit score.
She used to say number like that too. Application and number. And it don't say what?
And if that credit score don't say the lie you told me, baby, you're going to get an email. I'm like, well,
you're not.
They get a denial for they're going to say, that's some inaccuracies on your application.
Oh, you right about
yeah, they're gonna hit you with the inaccuracy word. And they're gonna say, well, can you just help us clear up these inaccuracies?
Oh, you right about that. What they asked you was,
what's your real credit score?
You said 845. I'm seeing 632.
487.
What happened? Oh, you right. They're not gonna say denied because you lied. They're gonna say, there was some inaccuracy. Oh, you're right about that.
See, you got to understand.
Oh, you're right about that. That's that language.
Yeah, that language.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about that. I mean, you got to understand. Listen, people will give you enough rope to literally hang yourself.
And they'll watch your toes dangle in the process.
While you stand
it. It'll be a whole freak show, okay? Whole spectacle.
Now, all they're going to do is say, well, can you just adjust this and fill this out again?
Uh-huh.
And just send it to us.
Yep.
Then.
Yep.
Now, this is where the ball is in your court.
You going to lie again?
Now you got to figure out.
You going to lie again?
The jig is up. So now.
Wait, the what?
The jig is up.
What the hell?
Because you knew you lied in the first damn place.
You know your damn credit wasn't no A45. You ain't had an A45 since you graduated high school.
I mean, it's just like even.
I'm joking.
Remember, Another thing to ask you.
That,
cash
okay.
on hand.
Ooh, don't lie about it. You're going to get your bank statements.
Because this is the thing. They're going to ask you for your bank information.
Yep.
So when
you, and your check stubs. Don't lie about that either.
So when you give them the
and
routing.
And we're talking about loans, right?
Yes, talking about loans. We give them the routing and account number.
We
just gave them access to look at your financial history.
They don't need your password.
No, they don't need your password. Because the minute you give them that, you have unlocked Pandora's box.
So, you check that box at the bottom that said, I consent to, and then you stop reading and you hit submit. Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. So, like I said, this is the differences we're talking about between loans and grants. Grants going to have you have somebody to come feel some, first of all, write a grant proposal.
Yeah.
And then,
for the most part, some of them do require a big proposal. Some of them are smaller and they do just ask questions.
Yes.
Open-ended so that you can provide a response.
Yes. Okay. How long have you been at the job?
Mm-hmm.
Those are open-ended questions. You just give them an answer.
Yeah, well, that shouldn't be too open-ended. That should be
open.
But they may say, well, what's your purpose?
Yeah.
If you were to receive this money, what's your purpose? What do you want to do with it?
Exactly.
Yeah, open-ended. So, yeah.
And don't lie about that.
Don't lie.
Well, this is the thing. If you tell them, I need this grant to start a business where, let's just say, I'm doing a retail store.
Right.
I'm a retail store.
Gotcha.
Next thing you turn around, you ain't open nothing.
Ain't open nothing.
And you got that money from them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be like, we think you secured this money under fraudulent pretense.
I was just about to say that. So, they can request for it back.
Exactly. Yeah. Even though a grant can be a gift.
Yes.
If you have not lived up to what you have asked that grant for.
Yes.
And you've put that out there. That, you know, this is what we're needing it for. And you turn around and do absolutely the opposite or nothing with it.
You take a trip.
Yeah. Those people can ask for that money to be paid back. They can actually sue you.
Yep. Yep.
So that's what we tell y'all. You know, when you try to secure money from somebody other than yourself, I said other than yourself because you can't lie to yourself. You can't steal from yourself because you know you ain't got it to begin with.
Right. It ain't there to even be stolen.
Exactly. So when you are out here in the world, the entrepreneurship, the small business world, and you're looking to secure financial access via a loan or grant, you have to be upfront and honest and then live up to your word.
Right. I would rather be denied on the front end than have to like try to finagle on the back end. And people may think different, you know, that's fine. It's just, I guess it comes to like, how creative are you willing to be?
But when people pencil whip books, it comes back to haunt them in the end.
What'd you say? What's the phrase you always tell me? The bill must come due. The
bill is always due.
Must come due.
You can rob Peter to pay Paul, to pay someone, to pay Michael. As long as you're going down the line paying somebody else, there's still somebody behind you that still got to get paid.
Yeah.
Because you borrowed from somebody else to pay somebody else. So when you, as a business owner, get and secure financial means, keep your books right.
Yeah.
Keep it a book. That's one thing that people talk about. Keep it a book.
Yeah.
If you get the money and do not properly use the money, you are already fighting and losing.
That. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Absolutely.
But you say you're digging your own hole.
You are. You are. You absolutely are.
And when people dig a deep enough hole, you look up and you can't get out.
Nope.
And so, but yeah, Ms. Parker, I hope this helps somebody.
I know, because we was about to get to beefing for a minute.
No.
We weren't going to do no. I felt like we might have had some beef to chop up.
No, shit, this is, I'm a vegetarian. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, that's not true.
I eat more vegetables now.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Should get some credit.
But listen, don't make it up.
Shit, tell them don't make it up. Don't make it up on the application. Don't make it up in that grant writing process.
Please, I would just have to, you know, I would have to say to the people, understand what you're asking for, why you're asking for it, who you're asking for it from, right? Understand all of that, because that makes a big difference in the end.
Well, Ms. Parker basically said is, don't be a crook. Just don't be a crook. I'll catch y'all next time.